Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
A man who is so new to this team
mm-hmm.
that he needs GPS to get to the stadium that day walks the Ravens off at home last night. A 41-40 unbelievable victory in prime time last night in Orchard Park. The Bills scored 16 points in the final 4 minutes to win that game.
That has to be the best game of the season. They can't top that.
That may be like NFL-wide the game.
That was the best game of the year.
Which is weird because, you know, Baltimore has a penchant for losing these games in prime time because it was the same story last year against Kansas City, if I'm not mistaken. Didn't they open it up and it came down to the last minute and there was like
is
a drop touchdown
one of those
pass?
Close games, Kansas City. I can't remember.
I think so. For God's sakes, we did it, everybody.
Yeah.
And today, let's not focus on the tape or what the defense looked like. Let's just enjoy the win.
Yeah, let's not be negative.
Yeah,
let's be positive. Positive stuff today.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. I'm positive about one thing.
What's that?
You don't know ball, son.
I'm not taking your bait, bro.
Why don't you shut up, drink your butt juice. We got some picks to get to.
It's delicious.
Tommy made his first Tommy Tells Like It Is picks Friday. We now have to see how it went. Kimmy, are we ready?
Ready.
Let's do the damn thing.
Tommy told it like it is, and now we find out how it was. ULA, excuse post-game Monday in the break room on WCMF.
Here is Tommy's first pick from Friday on CMF. Over-under, 1.5 rushing touchdowns for Josh Allen.
Ooh. There's too much on the line. And this is a primetime must-win game right out of the gate. The kid's going to be fine.
It's not a must-win game. They
you
got...
asked me my opinion.
No, but you say false things.
He's pushing his ass in twice, bro. He's getting in twice.
Pushing his own ass.
His own ass.
That's yeah. difficult.
Well, here's his
with
ass.
With a football in his hand, too.
See his ass?
Yeah.
He pushes it in all the way in. He's in that end zone twice as a rushing touchdown.
Okay.
He'll get his two.
So to be clear, you are over 1.5 rushing touchdowns for Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Okay.
He has to step up, man. This is it.
All right, last night, out the gate.
Step up, he did.
Last night, out the gate.
It was the weirdest Josh Allen night of all time. Because at halftime, he was like hovering around 120 yards passing. He had like
nothing
no
was working.
Rushing. Nothing happened. Mm-hmm. You blink in the second half.
It clicked.
Josh Allen threw for 394 yards. He threw for two touchdowns and then added two more on the ground. 1-0.
Damn.
And I believe he
sweep.
Broke the Bills record on that too.
He now is the record holder for the most rushing touchdowns in Buffalo Bills franchise history. And to put that in perspective, the record holder before last night was Thurman Thomas,
mm-hmm.
Hall of Famer. Played 12 years in a Bills uniform to rack up 65 rushing touchdowns. Josh, in less than 8 years as a quarterback, has eclipsed him.
Thurman's got to be pissed.
Thurman was there clapping his hands all excited.
I know,
for
he's got to play the game, but he's got to be pissed off, man.
Josh,
I mean, you had to have known it was going to happen, though. I mean, he was that close.
By the quarterback?
Yeah. Josh Allen is 8 rushing touchdowns away from tying Cam Newton for the most rushing touchdowns by a quarterback in NFL history.
NFL history.
But,
and I called it, baby.
Man, that I'm going to argue that was the greatest Josh performance we've ever seen.
Oh, come on.
He stayed so calm, cool, and collected.
It's the greatest quarter he's ever played.
That's fair. But even like
that much pressure coming down to like a few minutes.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. He was just cool as a cucumber, man. Did you say quitting?
If I'm him, I'm quitting.
Why? What are you quitting?
I start working on next week's
play. Going out on top.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, I thought you meant after that performance, you're done playing football.
Yes.
It's a big better than that. All right, you're 1-0, buddy. Congratulations.
All right. Nice.
All right, let's get to our second pick from Tommy yesterday, or it's Friday, excuse me, on CMF. Over under 100 total yards for Bills running back James Cook.
Cooksy is going to be running pissed. And you don't want to mess with a guy that's pissed. And he's out to prove something. And I think this dude is going to light it up.
No
matter what you think about him, I think the kid earned the money, and they didn't give it to him.
Okay.
And now he's going to show you why you should have paid him.
There are those who argue once you get paid, these players that take it back a gear. Like it's
That's not how he runs, bro.
No?
This Cook runs hot. That stuff is hot. He's going to run hot. He's going to get 100 yards all-purpose?
100 all-purpose yards.
Oh, yeah.
By the way,
the kid's going to put on a show.
Okay. So to be clear, you are over 100 total yards for Bills running back James Cook.
Yeah.
Hot!
Did he get 2 touchdowns last night?
James Cook rushed for 1 touchdown.
Oh.
Not his best night on the ground, 13 carries or 44 yards.
Yeah, but in the air.
He had 5 catches yesterday.
Yeah.
The first 4 went for 7 yards.
Total?
The last one went for 51. You got it.
He wasn't sure.
No, he wasn't. 102 total yards.
Big toast
for James Cook.
Delicious apple juice.
Can you not add 58 plus 44, 102 total yards? That's the first time Josh Allen, James Cook has had over 100 all-purpose yards against the Baltimore Ravens.
Called it.
And they needed every single one.
I felt it, man.
Felt it by ass.
I told it.
Bro, you were in bed by halftime.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, great.
Well, that and the toilet. Oh, my God. It's the greatest day ever.
A Mule post-game excuse money. Yeah, there's nothing that could ruin this moving forward, right?
Well, there.
Dobby is 2-0.
Yeah, I'll take a crazy game like this.
Sure.
I'm going to call this a sweep.
By the way, crazy game is the reason.
Call it a sweep.
What? Crazy game is the reason why you hit on those first 2 ones. Had the Bills done what any other NFL team did, you'd be going 0-4 today. But that starts now.
Now.
2-0, Tommy. Let's get to our third pick from Tommy Tells It Like It Is here on CMF. Mm-hmm. Over under 250 yards passing from Lamar Jackson.
I mean, he could have a good day.
He could.
And 250 is not like 300, so yeah. He
Hold on, wait, let me Google that. No, he's right. 250 is not 300.
Yeah, so confirmed. If he got 250, I'm comfortable with that.
So are you over or under?
I'll take a C here over.
Oh, what happened?
C here.
What happened? Give me all I heard.
252.
I heard all you got to do, push him down. Defense is easy.
No big deal.
Yeah, but I don't think 252.
250 yards is a hell of a game for an NFL quarterback, especially.
Your brother said 300 is pretty pedestrian now. And that's from Buckle Up Ryan.
So you are over.
Yeah, a little taste.
250 yards.
Hey,
passing.
I give the kid a little taste. It's a little gift from me to Lamar Hunt.
Okay. Lamar Jackson.
One of them.
Lamar Jackson last night.
Yeah, what do you do?
He was very efficient. 11 of 19. He threw for 2 touchdowns. The Bills sacked him twice.
Yeah.
But he only threw for 209 yards. They rode Derrick Henry, much like I suggested they would, as you said on Friday. Oh, no, I forgot Derrick Henry. By the way, I mean, look, we love Lamar Jackson on this show.
Yeah.
He's fun to watch.
Yeah.
When they were up that much, I was kind of like, you know what? Maybe they deserve this one. I was like talking myself into feeling better about the Bills losing to them because they've never been a team I hate.
No, I know
just,
what you mean.
They're
seem to be nice guys.
But the reason I bring this up is Lamar Jackson had a better day on the ground numbers-wise than he did through the air. He averaged more yards per carry than he did per throw. He had 70 yards rushing.
There were a couple of times where I was like, oh, yeah, they sacked him. Oh, no, they didn't.
No, they did not. God, it was so frustrating. But then again, same thing, Kimmy, like, every time I see that, I have to think to myself, Josh does that to teams all the time.
Yeah, right.
How upset can you get? Yeah. All right, you're 2-1.
All right.
2 picks to go. You could still finish it positive.
Yeah.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Let's get to our fourth pick from Tommy on a Mule post-game excuse Monday on CMF. Tommy?
Yeah.
Do the Bills win this game? And if they do, do they do it by 2 points or more?
So do I think they win?
Yes.
Well, I'm saying they have to win. There ain't no will they win.
No, they don't have to.
Oh,
and again,
no.
They could lose. They could lose this game.
Oh, they could lose, but they better not. Better not lose.
Do they win?
Oh, they win.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they win by 2 or more points?
That's a points thing you're talking about. Are you asking my advice? Am I seeing big things?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Oh, I'm seeing big things, buddy.
What are you seeing?
I'm seeing a prime time crab cake. Baltimore is going to get blown out. Blew out. I'm calling blow out. I'm saying they're going to hit it by 10. Technically.
No.
No.
It was a blowout because they had them by 15 points, and they allowed the Bills to come back and win that game.
I don't know how you're spinning this. It doesn't make sense.
It's kind of a blowout.
No.
Because you had them.
No, it was
and you blew it.
No.
Can we say that Baltimore blew a lead?
That's not a blowout.
That's not
what
you meant.
Can we say they blew the lead?
Yeah.
Sure.
And then time ran out.
But it wasn't a 10-point win.
Blowout.
No.
Time running out. The ball goes through the pipes.
The pipes? That basketball ring?
Thing.
The Bills were getting blown out.
And they turned it around. It's a turnaround blowout.
You know what's funny? Is we were talking
about this show.
Not you. I'll tell you that right now with your leaky butt this morning. Kimmy, we talked about how earlier in the week, the Bills were point-and-a-half favorites at home.
Yeah.
And how that was a slap in the face. It moved to the Bills being point-and-a-half dogs at home, even bigger slap in the face. But even had it not moved, you wouldn't have covered.
Yeah.
You would not have covered a one-point win.
Didn't matter.
All right. But
crazy league, man.
You're 2-2. So you got one more pick here to get above 500.
But we really don't know about that.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, but I'm going to say
we know.
I mean, we don't know, but we know.
You don't know until the votes are in.
Go ahead, Kimmy.
Not so fast, buddy. You've been talking these stupid corners all week.
Yes,
and
I have.
Say they don't matter. They don't matter.
What does that mean? That's not a bonus pick.
I know.
No, I'm going to say anybody can play that position.
Anybody can play corner.
Oh yeah.
Did you watch?
And I say one of those corners will make player of the week. Whoever they put in there, one of those corners will be player of the week.
You think that a Bills corner will be NFL, AFC defensive player of the week?
I'll say yes.
So to be clear.
Yeah, let's be clear on this.
Your bonus pick is one of the Bills corners is the AFC defensive player of the week come Wednesday.
Unbelievable what these kids can do.
Go ahead.
You want me to do it?
Well, all right. Let's
we don't officially know.
Let's talk this through. We don't know who got it.
I mean, we can assume.
We can absolutely assume because Christian Benford, although one of the best corners in the NFL, had his hands full last night. Yeah. I mean,
that's not fair to that kid.
That one-handed DeAndre Hopkins catch was over Christian Benford, and what are you going to do there?
Right.
The Bills last night started against the Baltimore Ravens, one of the best offense in the NFL. Rookie sixth-round pick Dorian Strong, opposite Christian Benford.
Yeah.
Strong man. His stat line last night. Two tackles. That's it.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. He performed very admirably for a rookie six-round pick.
Yes.
I mean, you noticed he was out there because they were doing kind of what they wanted. That's not his fault. He was not drafted to be put in that spot on opening night.
You can't blame the kid.
He ain't winning offensive defensive player of the week.
How about rookie pretty good award?
You mean rookie of the year?
Rookie of the day.
I mean, Ed Oliver.
Rookie of the day?
Ed Oliver had a good game, but I don't think he's making players.
He's not a corner.
Oh, I thought he said defensive player.
No, he said corner.
He said corner specifically.
I hope it. Ed Oliver could be defensive player of the week. He had a forced fumble. He had a couple of tackles for loss. I mean, Ed Oliver played out of his effing mind. I know. Look, I was at the stadium all day yesterday, so I didn't get to see any other football.
Mm.
But the bottom line is, you lose. All right, so you start off the season 2-3.
Not bad. That's a tough game to call.
I love how you're now super happy with below 500 all the time.
I got two picks.
Always am.
Two got it. All right, we will have our good buddy from 13 Wham and Buffalo Plus at the game last night with the rest of us. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
He was actually there later than everyone having to do actual work.
Oh, okay.
We'll see if he gets his ass up. Dan Fates, hot takes, chesty, please keep it down. Dan Fates, just after 9 o'clock here on a post-game Monday in the break room on CMF.